Domine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen. On that first Holy Thursday, these 2 millennia ago, our Lord Jesus Christ first fulfills the Old Testament observance. If you look at the readings of Holy Thursday, you see a reading from the book of Exodus, where Moses receives from God the command to perpetually observe the Passover of Israel. And so Jesus fulfills that command in the first part of this day, in the first part of this event, with his disciples. But then Jesus goes on to institute his new Passover, a new time when death will pass over God's chosen people. Jesus institutes this through his Holy Eucharist. And we hear that in the second reading from St. Paul. What I have received, I also hand on to you. Okay, and he then reports the words of Jesus, already as a rich tradition, some 30 years after the Passion, Death, and Resurrection. It's already this rich history. But Jesus institutes the Holy Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, as a continual way for us, his followers, to take part in what he is about to do on Good Friday, the Passion, Death, and Resurrection. It's through the Holy Eucharist that we get to take part in this mystery of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus. Now, this is important for us to pause and take a moment to reflect on this fact, because the Paschal mystery of the death and the resurrection of Jesus is where the meaning and the purpose of our Christian lives is found. Jesus says to us that if we wish to be his disciple, we must deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow after him. So, this isn't just something for us to observe, something for us to watch, something for us to take note of. This is also something for us to take part in. How do we take part in the Holy Eucharist? Which leads me to the heart, if you will, of my reflection today. When I have First Communion students come in for interviews with me preparing, just had them recently here at Sacred Heart in Aberdeen. When they come in for interview, one of the words we always want to see if they know is that wonderful word, Eucharist. But to try and maybe set the students at ease, I like to turn the question towards their parents. And so I ask the parents, you know, your child did a wonderful job remembering the word Eucharist. Do you know what the word Eucharist literally means? The literal meaning of the word Eucharist. And it's fun because sometimes the parents won't know and the student will know and gives the student a little extra encouragement, excitement that they know the question that their parents didn't. And it's certainly not in a way to demean their parents in any regard. But this word Eucharist, we should always know the meaning of the word Eucharist. It doesn't just mean the body and blood of our Lord. Rather, it's a word that was used in Jesus' own celebration of the Lord's Supper that Christians then took to mean for the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus that we receive. So the word Eucharist means to give thanks. To give thanks. And it comes from in the Greek of the Gospel, where we hear that Jesus took bread, blessed it, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. So the Greek word there we make into the word Eucharist, okay, to give thanks. So, how do we give thanks to God? How should the Eucharist be for us a way to give thanks to God? So the first sort of way we need to give thanks to God is just our general gratitude. Do we practice a general and consistent gratitude to God? That's part of the reason that we have the Sunday obligation as Catholics, to give thanks. If you have time as you listen to this podcast, maybe just stop for a moment, 5-10 minutes, and think to yourself, what 7 or 10 specific things I'm grateful for in the past day, and then personally thank the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for those things. It could be mundane things, right? Like the way your teeth feel after you actually remember to floss them for once. It could be spiritual things, a lesson you learned from some other devotion you did this day. Or it could be some providential thing where, you know, yesterday you were thinking about your friend from high school, Susie, and you called Susie up, and lo and behold, Susie was having a rough day and so happy to get a call in this rough stretch of her life, knowing that someone is there with her. So whatever it might be, from mundane to profound, but just thank God for 7 or 10 specific things. Now, if you do that now, if you paused the podcast to do that now, you know, hold that gratitude in your heart as we go forward. If you're not able to do that now, we'll do it some other part of your day to make sure we offer that gratitude to God. And so cultivating that gratitude should make us want to go to God as we see His hand in so many things. We see His providence. We see His fatherly care. We see that He does not leave us orphaned, as so often we fear in our sorrows and sufferings. So to move forward with this gratitude, move forward with this great gratitude. But then the other part to think about is that our gratitude will always reach a point of incompletion. There'll always be a point where our gratitude, our thanksgiving, doesn't motivate me. And so there, my friends, is the need for grace. So if you strive to live this life of gratitude, but we still find that we are ungrateful, we are incomplete in our gratitude, well, then that's precisely where we want to invite Jesus in. And so maybe you can think about that part of your life as I'm speaking right now. Maybe you want to pause the podcast again, right? Maybe you got a few moments here. And just to think about, okay, what are those ways where I'm incompletely moved by my gratitude, where I see God's hand, I see God's goodness, but yet still I'm caught up in selfishness? Well, there, my friends, is where we invite in the grace of God. And if you didn't have a chance to pause the podcast and do that now, well, then make sure we do that today. To call to mind that part of yourself, that version of yourself, right? That expression of yourself, that mood of yourself. And there say, Jesus, come. Jesus, come in your grace. Come in your power. Come in your goodness. And wash my soul in that spot as you washed the feet of your disciples. Because I have been made clean in baptism. I have no need to be washed all over, but just in this way my feet. Well, friends, I hope you have a beautiful end to Lent and a wonderful experience of the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of Jesus.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.